Okay, welcome back to rule number four. What does visualizing have to do with money? Joel's going to give you a six-step process with actually a bonus of seven. He's going to give you a seventh step to how to visualize properly. He's going to take you step by step of exactly what you need to do to use the process of visualizing to achieve more of your goals and dreams in your life. This is going to be so much fun. I'm super excited you're here. So let's get started.
Thanks so much, Randy, again, for having me. It's definitely a pleasure and an extreme honor to be here with you again today. So thank you so much. So rule number four is, what does visualizing have to do with money? So what is visualization? Some people call it creative visualization. Some people call it thinking about what you want to happen. So let me give you the six steps to do it properly. And then I'll give you a bonus. Just stick around to the end. I'm going to give you a bonus seventh step. So the first step to creative visualization is to pick a place you're going to do it. I'd recommend not doing it right after you wake up. You may fall back to sleep. Don't do it right before you're going to sleep in bed. You may fall asleep. So pick a place outside of your bed, in the living room or the kitchen, be in a chair. So step one is pick a place. Step two is pick the amount of time you're going to do it for. I recommend 3 to 5 minutes. I tend to do it for about 5 minutes, and know that if you're consistent, now I've been consistent for years, that if you start getting monkey mind and you start thinking about your day, thoughts start going through your mind about other things, let it go, everything with grace and ease, and stop and say, I'm going to do this again tomorrow. So step one is to pick a place. Step two is to pick the amount of time you're going to do it. Step three is pick the time that you're going to do it during the day. I do it in the morning. I don't pick an exact time, but I do it after I come back from my jog. I do my affirmations, I journal, then I visualize. But if you're just starting out, I would put it in your calendar, you know, do it in the morning, do it in the evening, but pick a specific time, 5 minutes, 8 a.m., and just do it then. The fourth step is to write down before you start. So you could do it right now. You know, you could pause the video right here and do it. Write down three dreams and desires that you have that you're going to think about. It could be that dream car, you know, the blue convertible Maserati Gran Turismo that goes from 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds as a 454 horsepower, semi-autonomous. And so that could be one of the things. You could have a dream vacation, going to the island of Maldives and staying off of Mali with, you know, in the hut that has the pool and the jacuzzi, and the one where it has the glass bottom floor where you could look down and see all the fish swimming by, you know, the one that you can have a slide that goes right into the ocean. You know, that could be another one. You know, you could have a dream vacation of, you know, flying first class to Paris and staying right on the Champs-Élysées and doing your shopping, you know, and spending some days doing that, and then going up the Eiffel Tower with your loved one and at midnight and getting that midnight kiss at the Eiffel Tower. You know, you could go to the Musée Rodin and see the thinker, you know, that could be another one. So, but write down at least three dreams and desires. It could be your business. You know, you have a dream for your business. You know, when I was managing my hedge fund, I had a dream to manage 250 million. I had my boxes in my head of all the people that were going to be working for me and, you know, what they were going to be doing. And that, so that's the dream. So that's step four. Write them down before you start, so that you know what you're going to think about, and don't attach one to the other. So it's not like I'm driving my blue convertible Maserati to my dream house on Cape Cod with my dream spouse. No. So that's step four. Step five maybe the most important of the six steps, which is to, as Wayne Dyer said in his book, Wishes Fulfilled, make your future dream a present reality by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Make your future dream a present reality by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That means feeling the feeling of driving that blue convertible Maserati Gran Turismo with the top down, you know, driving up 95 here in the Northeast. Maybe you're driving 95 on 95, and your hair is blowing, if you have more hair than I do, in the wind, and you're feeling so happy and ecstatic, and you know, you're just in the moment, you're feeling so good. There's no police in the area. Okay, forget, put that out of your mind. Right, you're having a good time, and it's just fun, and you're happy. So feeling the feeling, right? You're on the island of Maldives, right? You're in that hut, and you're on the lounge chair, or you're in the jacuzzi, and you're just feeling blissful, like it's turquoise waters as far as the eye can see. And then maybe you see a dolphin in the distance jumping out of the water, right? Wow, this is just amazing. And I'm so happy I'm here. So feeling the feeling is step five. And step six is, I don't want to put that out there as a limiting belief, but step six is putting yourself in the picture. So you're on the lounge chair, you're in the jacuzzi in the Maldives, you're looking down, you're seeing yourself smiling and so happy and excited. So those are the six steps. Let me give you the bonus. The bonus step is to think beyond the dream. So you have a dream for your business to, you know, I had a dream for my hedge fund to be managing $250 million of institutional money. You can have the visualization be the party 4 weeks after that happened with 50 of your closest friends and family members at Cipriani's in Midtown Manhattan. And, you know, it's, you know, $1,000 a plate with all the alcohol they can drink. And everyone's happy, everyone's celebrating. And you could even be thinking about the speech, you know, or that you're writing for that dinner to celebrate all the new investors who are there and the friends and family and everyone who helped make that possible. So it's not just like, okay, you know, I'm managing the money, but I'm thinking beyond that and celebrating that it's already happened. And you don't need to be specific. I know that it's much more helpful to think about the experience, you know, with all five senses. It doesn't really matter if you wrote down the hair blowing in the wind while you're driving the blue convertible Maserati Gran Turismo. But when you're closing your eyes and you're visualizing it happening, use all five senses, right? What are you smelling? What are you wearing? What are you seeing? You know, what is there traffic? Is it just clear road? You know, what are you hearing? You're hearing the power of the engine, right? As it starts up. And then when you're going 90 or 95, like you're just feeling the power of it. You don't have to write all that down. Okay. You could just write down the dream is the blue convertible Maserati Gran Turismo. And then, but when you're actually doing the visualization, use all five senses to get into it. It's yours, right? You're creating it. So, because the more you get into the details, the more you'll feel the feelings, which is the most important, because everything's vibration. And if you're feeling the feelings of that dream, you're vibrating abundance and prosperity. And then the abundance and prosperity frequency, the things that you want, will come quicker because it's law of attraction. You're attracting that frequency and vibration. So that's, I would say, writing it, that I don't write down every single detail. But when I'm thinking it, I'm thinking, okay, how am I feeling right now? Right? What am I looking at? What am I hearing? You know, I'm on the island of Maldives, right? I'm walking on the beach, and you're feeling your, you know, maybe you don't have your sneakers on. You're walking in the sand. What does the sand feel like? What is the water? What's the temperature of the water? What, you know, what is the sun? You know, is the sun beaming down at 82 Fahrenheit, you know, 30 Celsius? you know, what's the temperature? You know, is it windy? Is there no wind? Do you hear the seagulls? Are there any birds flying around? Like, really get into the scene. And the more you get into it, I believe the quicker it's going to come. And I just want to add a couple of more things to this, because in addition to visualization, we're talking about visualization, but I'm sure many have heard about vision boards, where you put together pictures of things you want. You could put a picture of the Maldives or the Maserati Gran Turismo or the dream house or dream vacation or even the dream spouse, partner, and put it around the house. Like, I have three vision boards, and I have them in my bedroom, and I have one just for travel. And I've been taking things off and putting things on for the last few years as they come about. And I think, you know, I've been to Egypt, the pyramids and the Sphinx. I've been to India with the Taj Mahal, and I've been to Scotland, and I've been to the Machu Picchu. I've been to Thailand and Bangkok and seen the Grand Palace, and all these were on my vision board 4-5 years ago. And I've achieved all that. In fact, I have on my website, if you go into inspiration on thesolomore.com, if you go down, you'll see my vision board. I put my vision board up there 5 years ago. And what's interesting is everything on that vision board has been achieved except for one place in the last 5 years. And it's not like, oh, I decided I'm going to Bangkok and I went. They came about through unusual happenstance and synchronicities. And I have a story about each of those places. And it wasn't like I booked Egypt and I went. It was, I met this person who told me about how I needed to go. And if I don't, I have to go with this group, because otherwise I won't ever be the same. And that's how I got there. The same thing with India. You have to go with this woman. She's like just the best person to go with. Her husband is an Indian tour guide. So those kinds of things. So vision boards are powerful, along with the visualization. So you can do both, right? You can visualize being at the Taj Mahal in your mind and have a vision board with the Taj Mahal on it, which is what I did. Then you could also, from Wishes Fulfilled, I mentioned Wayne Dyer's book, Wishes Fulfilled, you could have a vision box. And so he recommends in the book, Wishes Fulfilled, writing on all four sides of the box and on the top, whatever is contained in this box is. It exists in this world, right? Whatever is contained in this box is. So I put this together, this vision box, after I read Wayne Dyer's book, Wishes Fulfilled, because I'm an action guy. And I read this and I'm like, this sounds fun. So I put together this box and I started throwing things in there from magazines. And it's kind of like a vision board, but you just throw things in. So in the end of 2017, I started doing this, and I got this postcard from the American Automobile Association. I'm a member, AAA, and it had a picture of Hawaii on it. And like, yeah, I'd love to go to Hawaii. So I threw that in. And I did have a picture of Hawaii already, the island of the Big Island, on my vision board already. Now, I was throwing a lot of things, and I was throwing furniture and cars and places into this vision box. And in January of 2018, just a month later, I get in the mail a letter from the Hyatt credit card, which I had, saying that they're doing a special for the Hyatt Regency in Maui. And for 6 days and five nights, it would be $9.99. Now, you may not know, but the Hyatt Regency in Maui, minimum $500 a night. they were giving like over like 60% off. And I was like, that's pretty cool. So I organized it with my former wife. You know, I wanted to take my kids, of course. Well, maybe not of course, but I wanted to take Lauren and Morgan. So we organized it for a trip in August in 2018. And then I was thinking, we're going all the way there to Maui. We should at least see the Big Island. You know, the Big Island has the volcano on it. There's a lot of great things to see on the Big Island too. Obviously, The snorkeling there is great. So I just went online and I said, well, you know, I don't really want to, like, this is not like a big vacation. This is like an inexpensive vacation. So I just went on to Travelocity and I ranked by lowest to highest the price. And the Sheraton Kona Resort on the Big Island was like $250 a night. And I'm like, okay. I know for some people that's a lot, but for me, it was inexpensive. So I'm like, okay, for an extra $500, I've already saved all this money from going to the Hyatt Regency in Maui. So I booked it, two extra nights. And then a few months later, I got a new cleaning lady. And Morgan, my youngest daughter, asked me what this box was. She said, why does it say whatever is contained in this box is? So I explained to her what the box is. And she said, can I go through it? So we start going through the box. And we get to this postcard that had Hawaii on, like a picture of the island of Hawaii on it. I'm like, wait, let's take a look. So we flipped it over and it had three hotels on that postcard. I don't ever remember looking at the other side of this postcard. The first was the Hyatt Regency Maui. The second was the Sheraton Kona Resort on the Big Island. You can't make this stuff up.
All right, welcome back. Did you enjoy the visualizing rule? That's super impactful. Joel goes through the entire process. He takes you through six steps, then actually comes back with the seventh step, which is super, super powerful. So I hope you got a lot out of that message. I would encourage you to take some time and try to implement some of these ideas and these steps into your life and see if you can't get better at visualizing this dream future that is just within your grasp, if you can just dive into the visualizing and bring that into your present life. So hopefully you enjoyed rule number four, which was all about visualizing. And now it's time to move on to rule number five, which is all about gratitude. So let's dive in.